Bryden's lawyers are here for you. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on 1170 SEN.
Well, actually, it's Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile, James Magnusson, on deck this week. Great to have your company on this Tuesday morning. Wherever you're listening through the SEN network, it may be 1170 AM here in Sydney, 801 AM Central Coast, 1575 AM Illawarra, 90.3 FM in Griffith, 1323 AM in Canberra. Interested to hear what sort of storm you had where you were last night. There was plenty of lightning it hit and might be a few more storms to come. Good morning also to those of you listening in Queensland for at least the first hour of the show. 6.93am in Brisbane, 16.20am Gold Coast, the SEN track network through Queensland. And of course you're with us for the first hour until Pat and Heels come on board at 6am Queensland time. And to all of you listening on the SEN app, it is great to be with you. Just give us a shout this morning. 1300 01 1170 is the open line number. And you can text 0457 736 736. And if you're listening to us belatedly via the podcast, how's your day been? You can tune in via the podcast or just pick out the best bits, the best interviews. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. You might want to download the John Aloisi chat from yesterday. It was great catching up with John on the program. Today we have Sydney Sixers captain Moses Henriquez. We can talk to Moses about the plight of New South Wales as well in both Shield and Marsh Cup. Hasn't been good. Moses, though, did score 97 with a bat in the most recent match against Victoria. Lee Hadjipentelis from Bryden's Lawyers coming on. One of the topics today, and this is the way I'm going to introduce James Magnusson today, one of the topics we're talking about, there's this story where some bloke has taken his employer to court because the employer insisted that he turn up at Christmas drinks. And the person, the staff member said, well, no, I don't really want to go. Maybe he doesn't like the people. My board doesn't want to be part of it. Can an employer force you to attend such functions? James Magnusson, tribe, you know, are there people? What does it say if you don't want to go to Christmas drinks? Is that, what's the read there?
I reckon you're on your way out, Vossie. If you don't come to Christmas drinks. Well,
that's it.
I believe it's next Thursday. We've got the SEN Christmas drinks, which I'm looking forward to. There's a few loose cannons amongst the SEN stable of talent.
Right.
We've got Brian Fletcher's, Matthew Johns's, Denon Camps. Will you be attending, Vossie?
I'm going to consult my advisor, Brad Bryden's lawyers, Lee.
Yeah, well, you might be out the door if you're not.
848. I'm going to hear what advice he has today before I mix with that company. We did it very late in the program yesterday, talking about fitness tips too over Christmas, and you produced the stat. What, the average?
The average Australian gains 2.5 kilos over the Christmas 2.5, New Year period. 2.5.
Quite a lot. Beat yourself up. But how much of that is alcohol related? And you were saying that still the best advice is to train. So if you went to a Christmas party, and there might be some listening now that are going to a Christmas party tonight.
Yes.
That you should do a little workout tomorrow?
Just keep moving. It's basically impossible to stay completely on top of your diet and sleep and recovery and all those things during this time. But the one thing you can do, keep turning up to the gym, keep walking, keep moving, keep active.
Rightio. Now, also, on the storm front last night, it certainly hit hard. Yeah. There was concert at the Opera House as well. There was dramas there. How bad did you get the lightning last night, James?
We got it in Bondi. I love a storm in summer. It makes me feel like it's really getting into its work summer when a storm like that hits. Because I'm from Port Macquarie and grew up there, we got more tropical storms probably than we get here in Sydney. So I get,
nearly 4.5 hours up the road.
We got rainforests and everything in Port Macquarie. It's basically far north Queensland.
Okay. Well, there we go. Now, look, World Cup soccer, let's start there in terms of sporting updates. Thanks to Kraken, your secure crypto partner. Get in the game at kraken.com or download the app. Brazil have collected an early goal against South Korea. They lead 1-0 and they're doing a dance as a post-goal celebration, so good luck to them. I hope the South Koreans then come back to bite them there. That's quite leery. So early in a match of this magnitude, knockout match, doing the dance, the whole bit. Penalty shootout this morning, Croatia knocked out Japan. And still to come in the round of 16, 2 a.m. tomorrow, Morocco v Spain. And the 6 a.m. game tomorrow is Portugal v Switzerland. I must say, look, I have no alternative, but gee, the penalty shootout, savage.
Savage.
It's heartbreak. I mean, absolutely savage. The Japanese players who just couldn't get it past the keeper there with like three saves. I mean, you feel like, yeah, they just want to dig a hole.
Would there be a more high pressure moment in sport than coming up? Yeah. You're the last guy. If you miss, your team loses. If you get it, your team wins. There wouldn't be many.
Well, it could. Look, the final can be decided that way.
Yeah. I mean,
is there a better way? I haven't got a better way, I must admit, for football. But, gee, I feel bad for them. You see it happen. And as I said, I was hoping Andrew Redmayne would have got a crack against Argentina. I was thinking that was... I can't get over it. I'm sorry. If he had just hit it just a little higher, top right net, 2-2 off the penalty shootout. But is there a better... Let's bring the maestro in. Alex has rejoined us. We've got rid of the Scotsman. Mark, Alex is with us. Has anyone ever floated any better ideas as like a drop-off system in touch football?
Yeah.
You can have so you go from 11 to 10 to 9 to 8. Could that be a way to decide rather than penalty shootout?
That's the one that's sort of probably most popular with football fans is you'd have, for example, fight. So you play your full 30 minutes and then 5 minutes every, you know, 5 minutes, whatever you want to make it, you drop off until you get a winner. Like they do in ice hockey. That's ice hockey. Way of deciding things in major tournaments. Yeah. So I'm a fan of that. I'd like to see that. The other one that's been proposed, they used to do this in Major League Soccer, is similar to an ice hockey penalty shootout. Rather than having just a kick from the spot, you've got 7 seconds to dribble from halfway and beat the keeper one-on-one. It's sort of seen as a better test of overall skill.
Let's put it to the vote for the listeners today. Would you rather see a drop-off? Have you got an alternative? Would you know, rock, paper, scissors, anything you want to throw out there? Throw it into the mix today. 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457-736-736. Because we've had our first penalty shootout this morning. And for the Japanese, it was absolutely heartbreaking. And the Croatian goalkeeper, well, he's the king. He's walking around like the boss right at the moment. He's absolutely nailed it. There's some World Cup banter for you today. Thanks to Kraken. Like a leading keeper with Kraken, your crypto is in good hands. Kraken.com. Now, I'm no athlete, as you know. No pain, no pain. Quad strains, James. What's your knowledge of quad strains? Pat Cummins.
Yeah, decent.
To start Thursday. Quad strain. Do you give him any chance?
Very slim. 10% chance, I'd say.
What, 10%?
Yeah.
10%? Well, that's basically gone.
Yeah, gone.
He's gone. Well, they've got plenty of cover because Scott Boland's already in the squad. And now they've added another two bowlers. So Lance Morris comes in, the Wild Thing from West Australia, leading wicket-taker in the Sheffield Shield this season, and Michael Nisa's there as well. So
Michael Nisa. What happened to Jai Richardson? He's dropped down the order a bit then,
has
he?
There. No. Yeah. Well, Scott Boland will obviously come
he's
in.
Awesome.
It would be unfair for Scott not to automatically come in, but the fact that Morris is getting a little look. In fact, I think Jeff Thompson came out and said, no, he should play the pink test. Throw Lance Thompson in, Lance Morris in, the fastest bowler in Australia. He's bowling, I think most recently, clocked up 152 Ks an hour.
Not too shabby.
Bit of heat. 27 wickets this summer. He's played 18 first-class games, 59 wickets, 25 average. So he's got some reasonable numbers and he's bloody quick. So he's in the squad as well. But so you're saying the quad too, and then what about length of time to actually become 100% with a little quad strain?
I'd say 2 weeks would be plenty. Yeah.
2 weeks?
2 weeks. Yeah. Usually these days they get them in like the hyperbaric chambers, the cryo chambers, all that sort of stuff, and it bounces back pretty quick. So I'd say you'd be back for the third match.
All right. Brazil have a penalty too. We can't get away from the World Cup at the moment. Poor old South Korea,
they're struggling.
They're struggling. They're struggling at the moment a little, and Brazil set to make it 2-0. And although there's a little bit of gym boss on the penalty shot, and then there you go. Brazil have got it.
It's a bit leery, that penalty shot, wasn't it?
That was taking... Yeah, Brazil have turned up in party mode, haven't
they?
Absolute party mode. The South Koreans, must be thinking, what is going on here with these palookas?
He is taking the PISS with that penalty shot.
Yeah, they are. They absolutely are. That penalty was absolutely taking the, you know what, and it was put in at like one quarter speed. It still went in. 2-0. 2-0 to Brazil over South Korea, and that's all very early. Neymar with the penalty shot. Just on the cricket. Now, Charlie Goodsir, what's it, Jed? He's going to put together the facts and figures from England versus Pakistan, this test, this remarkable test from... And I'm going back to, James, the 24 hours before the test started. I don't think you're on air with us when the story broke that Gastro had ripped through the England squad. 14 members of the squad had massive case of the runs to the point where they were saying the start of the test was going to be delayed because they didn't have enough players to go on field the next day. And it wasn't until 2.5 hours before play on the first day that it was confirmed play would get underway. And then England go on to score the highest number of runs as in off the bat, which is, in a day's play, in an opening day's play.
Yeah.
They fall 3-4 runs short of the most ever in a day's play, and they had 15 overs left because they came off a bad light. And then they've gone on to record, score at 6 and 7 and over through first and second innings, then make a very sporting declaration, give their opponents a crack, and get up and win, James. Now, cricket, you've said before, it's not your number one sport, but geez, you've got to admire that effort. They've ended up winning by 74. It's one of the great wins.
I used to, and this would happen every now and then because you're travelling to foreign cities and countries that leading into a big race, this might eventuate for me in the swimming world. I might be in, South America, had a dodgy burrito, whatever it may be. And my performances off the back of that were always the best they'd ever be.
Because
you'd drop all this weight right before racing, then you'd come out and you'd feel light as a feather. You wouldn't lose your strength or anything because you'd have a day or two to recover, but you'd feel super light. And I'd always swim fast if that eventuated.
There you go. Well, I think that the greyhounds, I might be right, I'm not a greyhound trainer, but I think they might give the greyhound a little spoonful of molasses just to clear the bowels before it races, so it races a little lighter. So that same theory applies to human athletes that are 6'5" and swim down the pool.
Yep, that's right.
That's amazing. Yeah, okay. The poop. But anyway, back to the cricket in Pakistan. We just thought we'd put together, thanks to Sky Sports, the last 5 wickets, because it is a famous win. England wrapping up the match, they reckoned barely 10 minutes to spare due to increasingly poor light. So that adds to the story as well. The tension, the lights coming in, Pakistan putting up a fight. These are the last handful of wickets. England on the way to one of their most famous victories.
Oh, close to going back onto his stumps. England have used up a review.
Impact is in line, Joel, and it's hitting the wickets.
England have their 6th wicket and they will be into the bowlers. Game on. Oh, has it carried? I think it has carried. What a catch. 2 in 2 overs. Brilliant catch. Brilliant work from England.
Oh, brilliant from Pope. Quite brilliant down the leg side. Tickle down the leg side off the glove. Pope moves to his left and pulls off a stunner. Oh, out surely. Yeah, given. Anderson again. 4 for Anderson. 9 for England. They are 1 wicket away. Oh, close.
Very close. Given. Given, I'm sure he'll review, but given. England have won this test match.
Giddy up. Anderson, 4 for 36. Robinson, 4 for 50. And Pakistan at one stage were 3 for 176 and then 5 for 259. But then all out in the finish for 268. That is one heck of a victory. And good commentary there as well. Very exciting. Big Bash was yesterday launched ahead of this summer's tournament getting underway in just a week's time. It all starts with the Sydney Thunder hosting the Melbourne Stars next Tuesday at Manuka Oval in Canberra.
Who's your team? Who's your team, Bossy, in the
Big Bash?
Yeah.
I'll go the Pink. I'll go the Sydney Sixers. Soft spot for both of them. Sixers and Thunder.
I'm Thunder.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll be Sixers then.
There you go.
I'm on the Sixers bus. Illawarra Hawks winning last night. I mean, have we got a song? Celebration. Their second win of the season, James. Just very their exciting. Second win. Like, they're still, you know, absolutely cemented at the bottom of the ladder. But, well, there it is. It's a little delayed. They've beaten the Illawarra Hawks, man, have beaten the Melbourne United side 93-79. Their second win of the season. They're 2-10. Well done, Hawks. Sorry, they'll kill the music, guys. No, it wasn't that. Yeah, it's only one win. And elsewhere in sport, Eddie Jones, he's out the door at England Rugby, so things have turned to poop there. He's gone. And sad news in the tennis world, Nick Bollettieri has passed away. 1991, the famous tennis coach, you know, the likes of the Williams sisters and Andre Agassi, he guided 10 world number one singles players.
So is he the guy in King Richard?
King Richard, yeah. Bollettieri, yeah, that's it.
That was
yeah.
very cool. I love that movie.
Yeah. Now, here's the last one for you, James.
Yes.
If you went back to Port Macquarie today, have you got a garage at your house or attic or anything? Okay. Do you think you'd find anything valuable that you'd forgotten about? Of a sporting kind, maybe something that you haven't seen in years? Would there be something there?
Definitely.
Anything come to mind?
Yeah, there'd be... So most of my memorabilia and swimsuits and Olympic uniforms and all that kind of stuff is all packed away in boxes in that garage. So there'd be some really cool stuff in there.
All right. Well, I've got a pretty amazing story. It's a bit of a talkback topic, a bit out there this morning. But we have a situation down at a museum in Tasmania where they found the last known Tasmanian tiger. The remains of it, they'd preserved it, but it had been forgotten about for 85 years. It sat in a cupboard for 85 years, and then someone did a clean-up, and they found the last known Tasmanian tiger. So from 1936, a Tasmanian tiger died in captivity at the zoo and was given to a local museum, and they preserved the skin and skeleton.
Yep.
And then over years, they thought, well, they just lost track of it. No one had catalogued it properly. And it just got thrown in a drawer. And then apparently a few days ago, someone doing a search, oh, what's that? Oh, that's interesting, Fur. And they went back through the records and it was the last Tasmanian tiger perfectly preserved. And it's been in a cupboard for 85 years.
Wow.
Have our listeners had similar discoveries? I've just come back from England, as you know, up in Workington. A bloke found in his house at a garage, like a spring clean, he found a ball from the 1948 kangaroo tour that had been used where Workington beat the Kangaroos. In the 1948, the actual ball, leather ball, laces, shined and had been signed. And that was the ball from, you know, 74 years ago. What a find. And he just gave it to the club. He said, oh, I'm sure it means something to you. They said, bloody oath it does. This is when we beat the Kangaroos. We beat Australia. So...
should have taken that thing on Antique Roadshow.
Well, that's it. Yeah, well, that's it. So, folks, what have you got? What have you found over the years or heard of things that... great discoveries. 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457-736-736. And alternatives to the penalty shootout. There's another more sporting-like topic for you. By the way, the things you find don't have to be all sports-related. Could be anything. Could be absolutely anything, James. Are you ready to do this for the next 2.5 hours, 3 hours?
Never more ready, bossy.
All right, listeners, ramp it up. Ramp it up on this Tuesday morning on the home of sport, SEN. Gee, there's some very high-quality texts coming through early today, James. Let's rip in. 28 after 6 in New South Wales, 28 after 5 in Queensland, broadcasting right across the SEN network this morning. James, I'm going to hand it over to you to read the very first text that has come through, and we often joke about, the West Tigers, they never get a day off. Well, Lee Hedgepin, tell us good morning. You might want to just turn your radio off for the next 15 seconds. James?
Yes, it's our favourite subject. Vossie, Tim says, his namesake, Tim Sheens, was in his attic the other day and found that the West Tigers had been hiding in a cupboard up there for about 17 years.
Very nice. very nice. What a start. Now, we mentioned about the Storms in Sydney. Thank you, Bosser. Morning, V&M. I was at the Jack Johnson concert that was cancelled last night because of the storm. So that was going to be outside Opera House on the stairs.
On the steps, Jack?
So it was cancelled 43 minutes in. You know, see you later. Waiting for some power. My wife spent longer in the Goslemi line than she did listening to Jack sing. Shattered the Iron Bronco. Poor old Iron Bronco and his wife.
I'll give you the tip. So, if you got through 43 minutes of Jack Johnson, half the crowd was probably asleep by then anyway, so it's time to go home.
All right. Well, if we got a Jack Johnson, could you dig up some Jack Johnson? Because I can't name any of JJ's material. Alex, what's his
best
genre?
Song was called Taylor.
Was it?
Yes.
All right. Well, you know the song.
We'll find it. Yeah, I used to listen to it before I raced. If I was too uppity before I raced, I'd listen to Jack Johnson to calm me down.
What? Yeah. What? This is made up. This can't be true.
No, so I'd have two different genres of music. If I was feeling a bit low or flat, I'd listen to like some heavy metal or some rap to get me up and about. If I was too nervous or too uppity, I'd listen to Jack Johnson before I went out to race.
All right, better judge of this. If each choir is preaching and everyone's reaching into their pockets to see what they got. If not, a lot is what's this song?
I don't know. This one.
This is One Step Ahead.
You're telling me you could get through 43 minutes of that, Vossi?
Well, we'll stick around for the chorus. The chorus might be an absolute belter. What's the chorus, Alex?
I think this is it.
That's it. Oh, that was the chorus. Oh, there it is.
That was it.
All right. This text here, as Gus from Belmore will say, no. The Shootout is the best sporting drama and the most must-watch reality TV. So there's a supporter of the penalty shootout, saying that it's the best drama. Brazil, by the way, the celebrations continue. 3-0 against South Korea. And now even the coach is joining in on the dancing on the sideline. They're in some sort of mood. Are you sure they're not on the wacky tobacco or something, the Brazilians? They had a shot of something here this morning.
Whatever it is, it's working. Jeez, they look impressive. They've got to be favourites to take out the tournament now.
Well, they've scored one of the great goals just then. One of the great goals off the head about four times, then put away. It's pretty remarkable skill. But, I mean, this is the World Cup. It's not an exhibition match. But they're carrying on. They're getting it on. Also on the text, Martin says, good morning, team. I am one of many football fans who hate the penalty shootout. The dropping off of players would be so much better. Can we please get rid of Golden Point as well in rugby league? Says Martin.
I was so surprised during the final series that it wasn't Golden Point. I think it was the first round, maybe Sharks and Cowboys. And someone had a penalty right near the goalposts. And I was sitting there watching with my missus. I said, here you go, game's over. Yeah. And no one was really celebrating. I thought, what's going on here? So we have one set of rules for the regular season and then another set of rules. Yeah,
that's right. We play the full 10. I'd rather do that every time.
Yeah.
To give a right of reply to the field. I hate the Golden Point games that are decided the first set in extra time. Like the one side doesn't even get to touch the ball. They kick off and for whatever reason, no one team works its way upfield and kicks
Did they
field
bring
goal
that in after the Jonathan Thurston field goal in the grand final?
Oh, no, a bit later than that. It's only been, I think, the last few years. It's only been the last few years that we've gone to the mandatory play 10 minutes and then Golden Point.
Ben Hunt would have loved that rule 7 years ago.
Matches, yeah. Look, we're way over time, but we need to get Jay the Bookman on with a joke. This is the 5 days of Janus. The first day of Janus wasn't, as I said, we dropped the J on the first day. Let's see if we put the J back in 5 days of Janus today. Jay, fire away.
Yeah, apparently, guys, our local toy shop is allowing you to swap old editions of the standard Monopoly for new Star Wars editions. This is a real game changer.
Here's the news. Vanessa, always in good form. Thank you with the news there. Thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. That's why we're here at breakfast. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers. And don't forget, Lee Hedgie-Pentelis from Brighton's Lawyers will join us after 8 o'clock this morning. One of the stories we're exploring, can your bosses make you go to the Christmas party drinks? So if your employer decides to put the Christmas party drinks on, you know, 3 in the afternoon, 3:30. Can you take an early mark? Can you just?
I have another question for Lee. So my head coach down at Tribe is Brazilian.
Yeah.
And he messaged me last night and he said, "Oh, I've got to find a cover for my shift tomorrow morning. I can't work." So, oh no, you're sick. He said, "No, I've got to watch the soccer." Is that reason enough to miss a shift of work to watch your nation play soccer?
Well, I'll say this. He's watching a bit of a clinic. That entire news break, South Korea did not touch the ball. Brazil just passing it around and leading 3-0 and doing it easy at the moment. Thanks to Kraken, your secure crypto partner. Get in the game at kraken.com or download the app. If you're just joining the program, some of the topics we're talking about today, is there an alternative to the penalty shootout? Do you feel sorry that if you weren't up early this morning, Croatia knocked Japan out, the first penalty shootout of the World Cup, and out go Japan in the heartbreak of the penalty shootout. Is there an alternative? And we're also talking about discoveries. Now, this is totally different. Things you may find in your attic or garage over the years of value that you never knew you had or you'd totally forgotten about down at a museum in Tasmania, hidden away in a cupboard for 85 years, was the last Tasmanian tiger. The last known Tasmanian tiger, which died in a zoo, Hobart Zoo, in 1936. And they gave the remains, the skin, the skeleton, preserved to a local museum. And they thought they'd lost it. And someone opened a cupboard last week. What was that? And it was 85 years. It was the last Tasmanian tiger. So what have you found? Famous discoveries, if you will. At 23 minutes to 7 New South Wales, 23 minutes to 6 Queensland. Can you believe it? Brazil's now leading 4. I'm going for 10. They might win by 10. 4-0, Brazil over South Korea. It is one hell of a statement being made at the moment. And South Korea may as well hop on the plane before halftime and go home. James, let's go back to the texts. 0457 736 736. And the McDonald Jones open line is up and running at 1300 01 1170. But on the texts, I'm hoping that the reptile's been in touch.
Yes, the reptile's fired up. He says, G'day, Shaggers. Jay's jokes are like falling into a coma for 2 years, then waking up, finding out your wife has married your best friend after she checked your browser history.
Oh.
That's it's good for the reptile.
Homer
Sport says V&M. Alternatives to penalty shootout, rock, paper, scissors. Keep it simple, quick.
Okay. Vossi, that first text of the morning sounded like a positive for the Tigers. Sheens to get them back to the top. Mick at Portland getting in touch. So he's that first text that we read, that Tim Sheens went to an attic and found the Tigers up hiding there for the last 17 years. He's saying that's a positive. The Noosa Bronco says, Vossi, I lost a battery charger for my drill at work for 12 months. I looked everywhere, then one day there it was. The Noosa Bronco, he lost a tool or part of his kit for 12 months, and then it just turned up. Been on holidays, it seems.
That's lucky for him. Billy Slater, Tim's back. He says, Billy Slater has a spring in his step this morning after hearing that Port Macquarie is basically in North Queensland. Yes.
Did say your quote was, we were talking about the storms in Sydney last night, and you said you used to get a lot more storms at Port Macquarie because you were up in the tropics.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's just 4.5 hour drive.
Up near the equator there.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Okay. Anyway, there's the reaction. And this one, Mark says, that explains why England scored so quickly on day one, 500 plus. They were rushing to go to the toilet. Ha ha, laugh out loud. Well, you know, it was a risky play. It was brave play. Like, let's be fair, Dinkum, they wear whites. You know what I mean? Like, you are out in the field and you are wearing whites. You know, you'd almost have to say you can wear your marble wash jeans or something rather than whites.
Interesting one on the extra time point. Mick says, when I played junior soccer way, way back, penalty shootouts hadn't been heard of. Goal kicks and corners were counted in extra time in case no goals were scored. Is Mick 150 years old? How long ago are we talking here? My show, do you?
No, we had the same in junior soccer because they didn't want to put the pressure on young kids, basically.
Boring.
Yeah, that's the reason that was.
How do you ever end up?
I hate that idea.
With resilient kids if they're not winning or losing or feeling pressure? Geez, that really annoys me when I hear stuff like that. Didn't want the pressure of a penalty shootout.
Well, it's actually changed back now in most associations. They'll do penalty shootouts.
Turn up the heat on these little kids.
12s. Yeah.
My son had a penalty shootout at a gala day, and bloke lost count. He lost count. he lost count because there were saves, and it was just a shambles, an absolute rot, the whole thing. Andrew says he's found a bottle of soy sauce from 2014 in his fridge. That's a good discovery. Oldest food discoveries. What's the oldest use-by dates? I remember getting back in the barber back in the day, you'd go in and you'd find like a Wheels magazine from 1979. Like, and that was in 2003, the old magazine collection. We are hoping to hear from Gary of Newtown this morning. We'll put him on ice. Gary of Newtown is going to call through and we'll give him the full pomp and ceremony that he deserves. It is 19 minutes to 7 in New South Wales, 19 to 6 in Queensland, Brazil 4. South Korea zip at the Football World Cup. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.